I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Your continued prayers are needed for Venezuela. An unexpected power outage in the capital last week left 80% of the city without electricity for several hours. Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio says it's yet another sign of the country's failing economy. Food and medicine are non-existent. With 1,000,000% inflation, people are leaving the country in droves.
It's clear that the infrastructure in Venezuela is crumbling.
Nonetheless, ministry partners are staying put to broadcast hope to their neighbors. Shantz says TWR offered to relocate their partners to a neighboring country, which would make production a lot easier.
And they said, no, we need to stay in Venezuela so that we can minister to our country. Our country needs believers now, because this is a time when people are really open to the gospel and really open to consider spiritual matters.
And the monsoon rains in Sri Lanka hit hard in May. However, they continue to bring devastation to people in cities and remote areas. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
They got the normal flooding that affected hundreds of thousands of people, but it's really been continuing on. So it's been hard for them to get any kind of a reprieve. And as you can imagine, with all this flooding in an island nation, there's all kinds of mudslides and people have lost everything in a lot of instances. There's still 40,000 people that are homeless, basically. Here we are months later.
So some people have returned to their homes, which have been destroyed. Others are still displaced. But World Mission sees possibility in the loss. They're showing the love of Jesus as they help to rebuild homes and bring resources. You can help provide aid through World Mission at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations that helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.